Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Our engineers have been working with our sound system, and they've been tweaking it. Well, the only problem is, did I just blow your eardrums out?
It was all right, but I knew I'd forget that today.
Oh, okay. God. We had to reset our levels. Okay, let's start all over again.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. For your talk radio station, for Free Fire Radio, we're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. Good morning. It is the last day of September. Why does my clock in here say 7:03? Does your clock say 7:03?
It's 7:06.
Okay. We'll
have to
somehow reset
great
the
clock.
Gosh, reset the clocks in here.
Yeah.
You know what? I tell the engineers. I got two of them now. First, do no harm. Now I'm not even sure it's the 30th. Today is the 30th.
It is the 30th.
Okay, let's start. Let's keep going. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. And Jared, what national day is it today?
Today is Love People Day.
Okay, just forget that one.
Really?
Yeah.
The positive message?
That's a good positive message.
Is it? Okay. Love everybody? Okay, I'll remind you of this halfway through the show, because this is open line today with Trish Clark, who is my co-host. And when Trish takes off, I'm going to go, Trish, it's Love People Day.
Okay.
Now, yesterday we really missed it. It was National Coffee Day.
And VFW Day.
Oh, and VFW Day. Oh, in fact, I was at the VFW Hall last night. We were having a meeting. I want to talk a little bit about that later on in the show.
We'll talk about the weather first.
Yeah, well, that's why I said later on in the show, after you do the weather, because this is your chance to help people.
Good morning, Carl. It's great to be back from a lovely vacation. We're looking for a sunny day today, a high of 92, a low this evening of 51. Delighted to see the smoke is gone from Shasta County. Hopefully that's a permanent thing, and we're done with that for the year. On Friday, sunny is a high of 90, and on Friday night, a low of 60. On Saturday, a high of 94 and a low of 62. And on Sunday, a high of 92 and a low of 61. Monday, a high of 91 and a low of 59. On Tuesday, slowing back down into the 80s, 85. And then on Wednesday, 78. So it looks like a bit of fall coming in. Nice crisp morning, so it's great. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Air quality index is 23 today, which is good. And we've had that for a few days.
Yeah, it was delightful. I was just amazed when I got back that it the smoke had cleared.
You missed last Thursday, a week ago.
I saw pictures of it. People sent them to me. Amazing.
It was. I show people this picture that I took that day. And I know they sent pictures to you.
I didn't keep any of them, so I need to get a picture.
I'm going to show you a picture here, and I'm sure, my friends, that you all did the same thing. If you were in Redding on Thursday of last week, this is what it looked like right outside the back office, or the
That's
back of the
incredible.
Office. It looked like a fog bank coming in. It looked like an inversion layer. It was just perfectly straight across. You know, the top. Well, look, it's almost down into the treetops.
What's
right
amazing
there.
Is you've got the concrete, then you've got a layer of blue, and then you've got this incredible doomsday cloud.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. It was almost like you see it in a science fiction movie.
Right.
Yeah, Jared. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh.
You're talking below the microphone.
I'm looking down.
I see Jared's in there. He's making these, and I'm like, what? And then I look
tell
over.
Tell her to talk in the microphone.
Tell her just, yeah.
But my earring just fell apart, and I was trying to put it back together.
I was wondering what you were doing.
Yeah, I don't know. What's that? That's kind of weird.
Okay, let's get started. Fawn Fire, 75% contained. Again, this was started by a woman from Palo Alto, from what I understand. Stephanie Bridget, if you didn't hear the show yesterday, was on. And she was talking about it, that it's, they think that she has been, she started other fires in other places. She was in the jail the night, the day before, but it wasn't fire related. It was some misdemeanor resisting the police or something. So she probably wasn't even in jail. She was arrested, went in there, and they just released her on that because there's no room in the jail. And then she went out, and the whole story, I didn't ask her, did she really say she was drinking bear urine? That's what she said. She needed a fire to...
Well, she
tried to start a fire, but she couldn't do it. It was too wet.
She tried to start a fire to get the bear urine out of...
Yeah, she was trying to clean the bear. Anyway, this is what I read in the newspaper. But here's the thing. It was too dry. It was too wet to start the fire. Where was she? You can go in the bottom of Lake Shasta and start a fire right now.
Well, there you go.
Maybe not at the bottom, but pretty close.
It's really dry. So there's yeah. The story doesn't make much sense.
Well, and you know, now this is what I said yesterday. Well, Linda went off last week.
I heard you talking about that yesterday.
Terrorism. You know what? Why not terrorism? If you look at the definition, which I did, I looked it up, and in the state of California, they talk about bioweapons and, you know, nuclear weapons. But then there's a section of it that says destroying waterways, forest property, you know, things like this. Arson is a cheap, easy method for terrorists to act against our country just by starting fires. Think about that. If they really, you know, they go out, start a fire, and walk away. It's not like they have to put a suicide vest on. They can, it's there to disrupt and destroy. And nobody's been charged, you know, with arson. I mean, with arson as a terrorist crime. And I think that Shasta County ought to charge her with terrorism. She went out there, and any arsonist, because they're trying to destroy people's homes, their livelihoods, our environment. If that's not terrorism, purposely, if that's not terrorism, then what is?
Well, it certainly is. I hadn't really thought about it being terrorism as such, but, well, I guess we
look at the definition of terrorism.
Yeah, there you go.
You know?
It's a very bad thing, and certainly the bail was ridiculous.
You were just like a little kid today.
Fidgety hands. $100,000, and then she got it raised to $150,000.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's not some good doers out there that are going to come up with her bail.
Well, GoFundMe page.
Yeah.
You know,
that's kind of scary.
I saw a GoFundMe page for a firefighter who was out fighting the fire in a different location. And then the Fawn Fire took their home. And I'm like, oh my, you know, gosh. You know, he's out fighting a fire in a different area. And the arsonist caused a fire for them to lose everything. You know what fire does. I mean, you can get some stuff out, but you can't get all your memories out. You can't get everything out. And if that's, if not destroying people's, parts of people's lives, their possessions, everything, for years. Because it's going to, you know, nobody just comes back. Look at Paradise. They're building that right now, 3 years ago.
You know, areas in the car fire that haven't been rebuilt.
And car fire. And these others. I mean, we have very close friends lost their place. And I'm sure everybody has friends that lost their homes in that car fire. And, I mean, you can't replace that.
All of the things that are in your home, your memories, your pictures, there's some stuff that's just stuff. And you can go out and you can rebuy furniture.
Oh, no,
and you
Linda,
can rebuy
Linda,
that
Linda
kind
be
of stuff.
Right out there.
Oh, okay.
But the memories and the pictures and the jewelry and the keepsakes and all of those things that are irreplaceable. And I've known people actually, or known of people mm-hmm. who actually lost their homes in the car fire and then turned right around and lost their home someplace else.
Well, you know what?
That
You know what? I heard that too. Somebody moved up from,
I'm trying to remember.
Well, some people that were down like in Santa Rosa, someplace down there. They lost their, you know, they lost their home down there. They moved up to Redding, lost another home.
Yeah.
You know, if, you know, they may have problems getting fire insurance after this.
I would
unless
think.
Unless they go to Jimmy Maxwell.
Well, and then maybe they just want to just get an RV and just do full-time RVing and just run away from the fires. I don't know.
You know, but then you see those RVs that catch on fire. And you think to yourself, maybe these people should live in a concrete house. they should talk to Don Ajamian and have him build them a concrete house.
There you go.
Concrete walls, concrete outside, concrete inside, and then put slate on the top. You know, can it still burn?
Well,
the chances of it burning are way, way low.
Pretty slim, but you'd have stuff inside that might catch fire, but it would be hard to spread. I don't know. You know, you can't. Carl, life is what it is, and I believe that we kind of have a pattern, and things are going to happen when they happen.
That's
I'm not
true.
Sure you can run
now,
away from
now,
it.
Now, Philip says, do you think she had a political agenda, not a terrorist act? Well, no, but read, I did this. Philip, go in and read the California statutes on terrorism and see what it says and see how what's included in that. Do I think she has this person has a political agenda? Not a political agenda. But look what terrorism is. It's doing something.
Well, how about the guy
that's widespread, that causes widespread damage and loss and all this. Go on, look it up, and you're sitting there on the computer right now. Go look it up.
All right, but look at the guy that started the fires after the beginning of the Dixie Fire.
Yeah.
That didn't start it, but he was then setting back fires.
Behind the firefighters.
Behind the firefighters. That's got to be terrorism. It meets your definition perfectly, because he's obviously trying to destroy people and areas and firefighters and individuals. That's premeditated murder.
That's what I think. I mean, no, that I believe
and terrorism
that.
As well.
I believe that, and you know what? It's never been charged before. And I said, there's no reason you can't charge a person with it under the statutes. Let the judge figure it out.
Yeah.
And
of course, that's not much hope for that in this day and age. But
well, let the judge figure it out. If the judge says it doesn't meet the requirements for it, fine, then throw it out. But you know what? Let's get serious about this. This is Northern California, my friends, and frankly, I've lived here for 14 years, of which there's been a fire probably every year, and you've all lived here, and you all know what I'm talking about. This last 3 years is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. It's all around us. I watched one the other day, in Anderson, and I tell you, Cal Fire was all over that with airdrops and all of these things, and they knocked it down. But what if the tankers had been, you know, the Fawn Fire had been going crazy and all the tankers were trying to, you know, hit it out there? I mean, the fact is, we have as both the Republicans and the Democrats, the feds and the state, have not done their job in mitigation of trying to slow this down.
Well, and the problem is they're throwing all the money at it, putting the fires out, instead of spending the money during the off-season and mitigating the impacts of the previous fires, getting the timber managed and controlled like it should be, cleaning up the forest bottom. They're going to burn the whole state down until if they don't get their act together and start doing some fire breaks, cleaning up the thing and harvesting our timber. Not only is the price of timber out of control and going to get worse, but our forests are a mess. We haven't managed them for 30 years, and we've got to start doing it. Ever since the spotted owl, we quit managing them, and we let them burn, and it's a mess.
Okay. We got to take a break here. So we started off this portion of the show. This is open line, by the way, my friends. So if
anything you'd like to talk about, jump right in there and let's get a conversation going.
Yeah, got something stuck in your craw. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, John Bastiani, started his business about 11 years ago, about the same time we did. He has gone up against the big guys. He has gone up against other groups, and he has done very well. Why? Customer service. He does, you know, great customer service there. He always has a great selection of long guns and pistols. It's the only place we buy pistols and long guns is from John Bastiani. He helped me build a firearm because of the expertise he has. And he's probably one of the best gunsmiths you're ever going to meet. Veterans get discounts there. I can't say enough about Bastiani Arms. And you can get your CCW license right there at Bastiani Arms. All one-stop shopping. Come in, buy a gun, buy your ammo, take a class, all at one spot. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Drive, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
Listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Reading Electric Utility, like more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is a nonprofit public power agency owned by the customers. This year, we are celebrating 100 years of serving the city of Reading. October 3rd through the 9th is Public Power Week, and we celebrate the benefits of living in a public power community. These benefits include low rates and local control. Community ownership means your money stays right here in Reading. Publicly owned utilities like REU provide excellent service and work directly for the community.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott today, the 30th of September. And the real time now is 7:24 in the morning, since when they were fixing the sound and doing changing out things, they turned off the unplugged things. So they unplugged the clock for 3 minutes. And that's why I couldn't understand, because Jared kept waving at me and doing break time. And I kept looking at it and saying, Jared, it's just barely 7:15. Welcome back to the show. They turned in the signatures yesterday for the recall.
Yes, for one of the three, for Leonard Modi, who is.
I know. Well, adjust it any way you want it.
Okay.
They didn't have enough signatures for Joe
Pimenta
or
Mary
Rickert. Right. They went in and the recall people went in and asked for an extension to, another month or something.
They asked for an additional 30 days based on the fact that they'd had difficulty. Reasonable that you could assume that it was harder to gather signatures with people not going out so much. Certainly, I couldn't spend any time outside for all that whole period. Literally. I mean, my doctor told me if I could go to the business, get out of my car, take a deep breath in the car, and hold my breath till I could get inside, then I was okay to be out. So a lot of people have lung conditions, and we had bad air quality for weeks.
We did.
So there's no question that was probably the legitimate claim. They didn't, however, bring up how many signatures they did have.
Yeah, if they said that.
Which may have been a.
Yeah. Well, how many signatures do you have? And if you were, like, close to it, I could see the judge might go,
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I can see that. You know, you're off, if you're off, like, 400 signatures or something. But this is what I understand.
Yeah, and I don't have any friends.
And that they did not bring that part up. But they did have they're saying they had over 6,000 signatures.
And they were required to have a little over 4,000.
4,000.
They said they had about 1,700 extra.
Yeah. Which you need. Now.
Oh, yeah.
And so then you just kind of like think, well, did the opposition come in and sign it? And they're not from the district. So you would have, the pop-up numbers.
Well,
I bet that happens.
You don't know. And certainly, I mean, anything about our election system at the present time is questionable.
Anyway, so this means once Kathy Darlin Allen goes through this and she checks and makes sure that that there are over
qualified signatures.
Was it 4,100 or 4,400 something like that? If there's enough qualified signatures, then the Board of Supervisors has to call an election within a certain time. The people that promulgated this recall said that they're going to go back out again, and they can. They can just keep going for it. They bring in another, petition signed by people to then try again with Supervisors Comente and Rickert. But Comente's up for the election in June. So
That would not make much sense in that. The District 3 or District 4 supervisor is District 3. Barry Rayford. And now I'm confused. You think I would know that. So we're having an earring problem this today, I think. She's got 3 more years on her term.
Yeah.
So that might be, if they're really sincere about it, they might go after
They might go after
her. Wouldn't make any sense to go after
Joe's up for re-election.
Yeah.
In June. If he chooses to go.
I haven't heard one way or the other from anything that he said. Of course, he's probably waiting until after recall thing was over and whether he's going to run again or not.
Yeah, now we can get Joe in. He said, as soon as that thing was over, he was,
going to be good to get him in.
I'm going to get him in and talk
about the conversation and talk about.
Yeah, because there's a lot of things going on here. And I'm not talking just about the recall. It's all these other things. The county wrote a letter, or was writing a letter to say that they disagree with these mandates and all that. It has no power, of course. But at least they're taking a stand.
Well, and I think that in a lot of instances, the people, really what they wanted was somebody to listen to them, have respect for their opinions, and try to do some things. Absolutely, you have to go by state law, but you can at least support the position of the majority of your citizens.
Yeah.
You can hear them out. You can try to make allowances and do some things to soften the blows of all these federal and state laws that are passed down on us.
And I would have done things differently with the meetings. And this is just me.
I think that was the problem.
And I'm speaking from being outside how this thing works and all that. But I think that if you had kept those meetings open, you could have separated people by 60 feet easily.
Oh yeah.
You had people masked, and they come up, they could take their mask off. When you walk into the chambers, you will be masked. You can make your 3 minutes. Then you can, with the dais back there by the doors where you come in, and then turn around, walk out.
There was all kinds of ways that they could have done that would have softened the blow to the people and not made them feel like nobody was listening and nobody cared. Because they had legitimate complaints. There's still a lot of people that have problems with the in-home schooling thing, the things that were done and the way that a lot of children just simply lost out on a whole year of education or more. Yeah. They're behind in their grade levels. There's all kinds of things that's happening in the school now where they find out these kids just didn't learn for a year. That's going to follow them through their life.
Well, yeah, but
there was no sympathetic ear.
Because they don't have anything to do with what the schools are doing.
Except that the information that the schools were operating by was coming from the public health officer. So there was a connection.
And she was getting that from?
From the state, but there were some interpretations, it's my understanding, that could have gone either way. All they needed was somebody to listen to them and explain that instead of just shining them on. And then seeing those same people who couldn't be affected by the people in the boardroom, but could be out at social events without a mask among people. That kind of goes, I totally understand, it's a perception thing that people felt. And they didn't feel like anybody was listening to them. And if they can't get the Board of Supervisors to listen to them at the local level, who can they get to listen to them?
One of the first things you learn is, everybody in life, when there's a fire, don't throw gas on it.
There you go.
You know what? Yeah. Smother it with love.
There you go.
Smother the fire with love.
There you go. And that was
we gotta take a break here.
Day of Love.
Cornerstone Community Bank is bringing us this segment. Locally owned. This is probably the only locally owned bank we have left around here. Local board of directors, they've been helping people since the day they opened. They're moving your dreams forward. Two in town here. One at 1845 California Street. Another one in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, of course. One in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way. And soon to be opened
in Anderson.
The Anderson branch.
Falls Ferry Road.
Yeah, learn more. Bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back. The time is 7:32 in the morning.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Professionals from all over the world have been working remotely, and the hardest part is finding a great place to focus and get the job done. Drop-in Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East offers modern and clean workspaces, call booths, conference rooms, and secure fast Wi-Fi. Drop-in's pricing is pay-as-you-go, with bundles of hours as low as $3 an hour. No contracts, no obligation. Drop-in Go Working, 155 Lake Boulevard East, next door to Starbucks and Subway across from Waterworks Park. Drop in for an hour or more and try it out. Dropin.mobi. That's dropin.mobi.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. You can hop on to the chat room at KCNR1460.com and we're streaming on that. Today, the last day of September, 7:36 in the morning, I'm of course here with Trish Clark, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Trish and Linda's She Cave, Four Winds Jewelry.
Oh, it is. Good local business, just a fun like a candy store. Go in, make yourself feel good, find all kinds of beautiful jewelry, full service jewelry store, estate jewelry, they'll make things for you, full service repair, clock repair, and watch repair. Go in and have all the batteries in your watches repaired, and just take a look around while they're doing it. Oh, yeah. Always find something to please you.
Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. So we talked Fawn Fire, we talked the recall.
You know, we were just talking in the break about local businesses and the problems that they're having hiring. And I just want to throw out to the people that this is a really good time to really concentrate on where you're shopping and where you're doing your things. And if you've got a choice between a chain and a local business, now's a really good time to be supporting your locally owned businesses. They've really struggled through this whole thing. Don't have the benefits of having a big corporate structure behind them.
Yeah.
They're having a hard time getting the people to work for them, to stay open. And they've really struggled. We've lost a lot of those businesses. So if you have a choice of going to a chain store or going to a locally owned, go to the locally owned and tell them you support their just opening
local
the doors and being
like
there.
Corporation owned, that not even based here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I won't get into that any further.
Yeah.
Hey, the 45 deaths from COVID in Shasta County in September.
Okay.
It seems like a lot.
Then again,
I don't know how many people die in, Shasta County anyway. Maybe I should look at that.
I think you should look at the obituaries every day because there's a lot of people die in Shasta County on a regular basis. When the death rate, if you look at the numbers, as the last time I checked, the death rate for COVID is still less than 0.05%, 0.5%. .005
for what COVID?
For COVID overall,
might be.
I mean, it's very small in comparison with how many people die of a heart attack, how many people die of a stroke, how many people die of heart disease, lung disease, cancer. And if you notice with all those statistics, a lot less people died of all of those diseases since we've had COVID. Because everybody died of COVID. I mean, I read one big article, it was in one of the major magazines, that said that they were having a hard time coming up with a flu vaccine this year because so few people had the flu last year that they couldn't come up with a serum to combat what was coming up.
Casey Fatch of Shasta Regional said, and he had one of his doctors in there. He says, have we had any flu cases? And they go, but think about it, you know.
Not that they can tell, because they can't tell. Always the tests are not always accurate as to whether it's COVID or flu or a cold.
What I'm saying here on this, though, part of the things that might have helped with the flu season was people washing their hands and being separated and not going to big events. You know, when COVID was going on, everything was shut down. That could have been one of the reasons, is because flu is spread by people going around and, you know, dealing with people. So if you're washing your hands and you are staying, you know, and you know events to go to, that could be a reason. I haven't had the flu in so many years, I can't remember the last time I had the flu.
However, the other thing to consider is that they say that the numbers are different if you say people who died with COVID as opposed to people who died of COVID. People who were in hospice care, people who had,
COVID was a part of the reason they died. See, what you're saying, I'm agreeing with you,
but if you're already in hospice in 2 or 3 days to live and you get COVID and you die, did you die of COVID? I don't think so.
But was it one of the, you know, they have all the reasons and the contributing reasons of death. So say somebody was in the final stages, you know, they had a month to go and they had COVID. That was, from what I understand, that was one of the one of the contributing factors to the death. Now, do they count it as a COVID death, though? I don't know.
Most of them did. And that's the unfortunate part.
You know what? Carrie Schutte comes on every Monday. And I'm going to call Carrie. And I'm going to say, Carrie, here's the question. Can you please clear this up? And if you can't, can you bring Dr. Ramsden or somebody else? Because she's the public information officer. She's not a doctor, you know, but she's very knowledgeable of this. How do you count these? Is it a contributing factor? If COVID a contributing factor or the only cause of a death? Remember the doctor we had in here that had the very first 4 people who died from COVID? And what he said was, they were all a lot of underlying conditions there, but they would be alive today. Not that they'd be alive next month, but they'd be alive today if they hadn't had COVID. So, you know, and now that was a year and a half ago.
Well, and I think, again, I will say that the best answer to this whole situation as far as COVID and the vaccine and everything came from one of my physicians, and he said, here's what we know about COVID and the vaccines, and that is we don't know.
Yeah, well, you know,
and
what?
I think that's the only thing. You can get your doctor in here. You can get another doctor that can come right in behind him and come up with legitimate expertise that will confront everything you've said.
No, I understand. That's been one
of
the problems.
They should never have politicized it in the first place, and it should have been a disease treated as any other disease as opposed to treating it as a political situation.
Well, I agree 100%. If COVID had come in Obama's last year, it wouldn't have been as politicized as it was in Trump's last year. There's no way it would have been, because the media at that point was, you know, they were savaging him because of the elections and everything else that was happening. And it became so political so immediately that people, and then things were being said, the next week changed again, you know, from the leadership of the CDC. And I understand it's something that had not hit before, and they were learning every day something about it. And so I can kind of understand it, but you're absolutely right. It was politicized.
But the problem is they have disproved everything they said at the beginning that Trump said, and the media has come out with a one-shot deal. Oh, yeah, it turns out he was right. Oh, yeah, it turns out he was right. Oh, yeah, it turns out he was right. And then that's the last you hear about it,
no.
And they go back to the same song and dance.
No, I understand.
Okay, what happened with the whole thing about the fact that they actually have proven now that in fact we did support that the Wuhan lab and the research that created this and all of that stuff, they came out, they said they did, we put the money in there. End of story. Nothing to see here. Well, do we know whether this is a virus or whether it was planted on us? Do we know the answer to that?
I have my suspicions.
I do, too.
But they're just suspicions. I can't say for sure that the Wuhan virus was the Chinese, all of a sudden it hit, and they didn't do what they could have right away. They didn't do what they could have, and they allowed people with it to come to the United States, and that's all it took. We as a nation, and this is the scary part, we turned on each other. We got to take a break. Do you understand what I mean on that one?
Oh, I do, absolutely.
We turned on each other, my friends.
But I think there's more to it than that.
Well, there is.
It's beyond the United States.
But what we turned, on each other.
Let's pick it up on the other side.
Yeah, and then later, okay, again, it's open line. If you're agreeing or disagreeing, feel free to come in and give us a call about that. 7:45 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. I love that place. It's going. I
visit them on a regular basis.
They are such nice people in there. They've been there. You know, that business has the people there in that business has been there for like 100 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's right next to the Dutch Bros on Market and Eureka Way. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free at Quick and Clean. And you know, it's at brushless. They have really the people they have there working there. Walk, yeah, soft cloth. They have a special wax that they put on it. I mean, this is not something you can just get anywhere. And then,
if you value the exterior of your car and like to have a clean car, you can go there repeatedly and trust that you're not going to get it all scratched up with dirty rags.
That's
an important feature.
Pat Karch, who usually goes down there, took his car after I sent him up on top of the mountain to get it. He went to another place. He gets home. Pam says, the car's dirty. We'll be right back.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Nothing says hang on to summer like classic root beer float treats. At Black Bear Diner, they paired sweet root beer and decadent vanilla cream in a dreamy cream pie filling to make a root beer float pie, served in a graham cracker crust and topped with whipped cream and maraschino cherries. Grab one with your meal or box one up to go. Always shareable, always delicious. But hurry! Serve this month only at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, where you can always feed your inner bear. Dine-in, delivery, and carry-out available.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Of course, Free Fire Radio with Carl Lindabot or Carl Bott and Trish Clark or Carl Bott with other people or Lindabot with other people is on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
And tomorrow morning it'll be Trish Clark and somebody.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. We got people lined up. Thank you for waiting. Trish and I were pointing at each other and waving our arms and we didn't see you. So, Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
So, this politicization of COVID and the vaccine, you know, if we just, and you had a caller yesterday that almost seemed angry at people that weren't getting vaccinated, and he couldn't understand why. Well, if we stop and just go back over the last 2 years, 18 months, and look at all the misinformation and misdirection and absolute outright lying that we've been getting for our government, anybody could understand why there's a vaccine hesitancy.
I concur, so absolutely.
So the very first thing we heard, I'll just do a quick recap. The very first thing we heard is masks don't do anything. Don't need to go out and buy a mask. That was from Fauci. Then, oh, well, we need masks. Oh, well, now we're going to shut down, but only for 2 weeks. Now we're almost 2 years into that 2 weeks. So then, you know, we need the social distance. Well, okay, now we got a vaccine that's going to cure this, and you won't get COVID, right? So that's what they told us all about the vaccine, that it will prevent you from getting COVID. Well, that is now morphed into, well, you'll still get COVID and you can still pass on COVID, but you just won't get as sick. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't have a proxy running around that has taken the vaccine for me to determine when we both got COVID if I got as sick as he did because he got the vaccine. I don't know how many people have that proxy run around to make that comparison to. I sure don't have one.
You know, Mark, I think, and we have other callers, so
you're making all of the valid points.
You know what? You haven't said one thing that wasn't true, my friend. Okay? That's the problem. Okay.
Is that, so our CDC is not being honest. And if you look at the report coming out of Israel and the UK right now, Israel is the most vaccinated country in the world. They are also some of the youngest, most healthy population in the world. They are over 88% fully vaccinated. Do you realize that they are having a COVID epidemic that exceeds what they had before they were getting the vaccine? And nobody's talking about it.
Well, I've read that.
I read that too. Yeah.
But okay. Nobody talks. You don't hear about it.
Your original point, Mark, was that you can't understand why anybody is hesitant about getting the shot. You certainly made the point that there's every reason to be hesitant and think twice before you. If you're a reasonably healthy person who isn't having any other issues, why would you want to get a shot? I mean, that certainly can be the process.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mark.
Well, and I've had COVID, so why it just doesn't seem that
logical. You know, that part is if you've had COVID.
They force me to get a shot that I don't want when I already have the antibodies in my system.
You got it.
Okay, Mark, we got somebody else on the line, but good
thanks,
phone call. Thank
good
you very
information.
Much. And you know what? And that's the other thing. If you've had COVID. You know, the antibodies are supposed to...
Some people have had COVID twice.
Yeah. Okay. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I wanted to chime in and say that we turned on each other one hell of a lot sooner than COVID showed up. It pretty much started when President Trump was elected, if not before that.
Uh-huh.
That being said, the thing about the COVID is we don't trust the government, and absolutely we can't trust the government anymore. They've turned into... an outfit that is dictating to us what we can do and not somebody that is representing us. And I've got a couple of examples right here. You've got San Francisco Outside Lands Festival to require proof of vaccination or negative COVID tests. Yet you've got these immigrants from the South coming in and they're flying them all over the country without a test, without vaccinated, and saying that they don't need to get vaccinated because they're visitors.
But they can't go to that concert.
If I went to that concert from Reading, I'm a visitor. Why should I have to show them a vaccine?
We're going to discuss the border in the next hour, but that's a good point. And yet they're requiring the Border Patrol agents to be vaccinated.
Well, right here locally, you're having issues where people are requiring a vaccination certificate in order to enter a facility or come to something. Here's my position on that. I've always believed in our HIPAA laws and private personal medical information. Whether or not I have a vaccine is nobody's business but my own.
Well,
and I am an American citizen. It's going to be tough for me to give somebody my papers. I don't want to have, I mean, I do.
I understand
medical,
that,
but
I don't think it falls under HIPAA. I think people can ask.
Well,
if they
can ask, but I don't have to give them an answer.
Anyway.
And I shouldn't have to have a certificate or papers to get any place.
We don't trust the government, and since COVID started, they've given us multiple more reasons.
A whole lot of reason not to.
Starting here locally, too.
Yep, right from the top down.
What we have here.
Or the bottom up, whichever it is.
Oh, boy, the phones are just lit up here.
Well, we can continue. You know, we got the next hour.
Yeah, oh, no.
We can carry
this
all this
line,
on over.
Open line.
Open line,
here's,
that's what we
here's,
wanted.
Here's, I just, in the last few minutes here, thanks, Nick. We really do, and I talked about this a little bit the other day. We really do have a crisis in confidence in our government.
Yes, we do.
And it's at all levels. You know, I think less at, you know, but it's because it's so much that ordinary things that happen now, some people are thinking, oh my gosh, you know, it's a hidden deal. You know, they're doing, you know, it's gone to the part where, you know, military officers used to be one of the highest respected, most trusted people in America. FBI agents. You know, there's several others, you know, that have come up like that. I have not seen a poll in the last 6 months about that. But it would be interesting because people are seeing things like, is our military being politicized even more than it was before? I mean, outwardly, openly politicized. The FBI, we already know what they did at the highest level.
FBI, CIA, oh my God.
At the highest levels.
Yes.
And then when you get to, you know, and we're, you know, we'll mention it, but the unsolicited land, proposal that came into the city council, it was unsolicited, yet people were thinking, oh no, this thing has been, you know, how could they not know, and all this, oh, then there's the, you know, I mean, I had Barry Tippin on, I had Mike DeQuisto on, and then we had, Dan Knott and Shannon Phillips. You know.
But bounce back, and the reason that people immediately jump to the conclusion that they're trying to do something wrong is because, gosh, didn't they sell a piece of property a while back without letting everybody involved know, and they did a transfer, and it was very suspicious,
yeah.
I think
Mike used the word sleazy.
There you go.
But they learned their lesson on that.
Well, did they? Well, how do we know that?
Well, because they took no action on it. First of all, they have
would
to
they
declare
have taken
the,
action on it if no, somebody had
have.
Jumped
they,
on?
They couldn't have, because first they have to declare it surplus land. Now, the one thing, and Barry Tippin said it, himself, he said, we could have done it when we announced it. We always used the plat numbers. We could have done that better by putting in the land around the Civic like they did the second time. And he admitted that. He said, but we always put them in like that. But on, you know, when you look, you know, look back and say, yeah, we could have done that better. But the city council made the right decision. No decision.
Exactly. Well, and I'm, history makes you.
True. True. You've been
question.
Bitten. You've been bitten
for years. This isn't anything new. I think Nick made the point that this whole thing started with our government doing things to us a ways back. That, so we are a skeptical group at this point.
Okay. We got to take a break. And by the way, first person that calls right now gets $10 worth of Black Bear Diner Bucks. Black Bear Diner Bucks. $10 worth for first person. Call 605-4567. We'll be right back with Open Line Thursday.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Shows a strong political divide. About 3/4 of Democrats, but only 1/4 of Republicans approve. Overall, 51% say they agree with the requirement, while 34% oppose it. The details of how the mandate will work are still being worked out by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. I'm Mike Hempen.
Commerce Department says the economy expanded at a 6.7 annual pace from April through June, and the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits has risen for the third consecutive week. Also at townhall.com, millions of people in Great Britain facing a long winter as the rising cost of living collides with the end of government programs that once shielded households from the fallout of COVID. The biggest of those programs ending today. Human resources manager Sarah Edmondson works at a huge hardware chain in London. Says it's tough when they start laying off staff members.
We had 12 stores in 2018 and around 50 staff. So to have today, as we're standing, 3 stores and a fraction of the staff, it is sad, yeah.
Yet more hard-to-decipher dialogue from North Korean strongman Kim Jong-un. He is expressing his willingness to restore stalled communication lines with South Korea. But in the very next breath, he's blasting U.S. offers for dialogue. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, over-designed, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
U.S. government declaring 23 species gone for good.
Headlining the list of creatures now considered extinct, the ivory-billed woodpecker. The last confirmed sighting was in Arkansas in 1944, but unconfirmed appearances in recent decades inspired ultimately fruitless searches there and in the swamps of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Florida. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service lists 10 other bird species, 8 of which were native to Hawaii, and 8 species of freshwater mussels, mostly found in the rivers of the southeastern U.S. 2 fish, 1 bat, and 1 plant, also native to Hawaii, have also been declared extinct. Most of the key causes relate to habitat loss. I'm Ben Thomas.
Authorities in Chicago hoping for a much safer weekend compared to last Saturday and Sunday. A series of shootings left 7 people dead, more than 40 injured. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A change coming to your local Dollar Tree. John Scott explains.
The national chain of stores that promises everything for a buck
will begin introducing items on its shelves that will exceed $1. The company said it's responding to customer requests and said pushing the dollar barrier will allow for a better mix of products. However, the change to prices at Dollar Tree, which have been unchanged for decades, comes with inflation rising above 4% in July. Prices have risen across the spectrum as the global economy emerges from the pandemic. John Scott reporting.
National Labor Relations Board says college football stars in our money-making sports and are should be considered employees of their college. Now, the guidance and a memo from the board's top lawyer could lead to expansive rights for a number of players to unionize, then negotiate over their working conditions. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio here on the 30th of September, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can also hop into our chat room right there, as several of you have. Jared's there at the helm. It's Love One Another Day, or Love People Day?
Love Day.
Love People Day.
Love People
but
Day.
But if you want something different,
yeah,
Hot Mold Cider Day.
Hot what?
Mold cider.
Oh, hot mold cider. Never had any.
That's very good stuff. 63 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 92, a low this evening of 51. Sunny, partly cloudy this evening. On Friday, it's going to be sunny, a high of 90 and a low of 60. On Saturday, a high of 94 and a low of 52. Sunny, mostly clear throughout the weekend. On Sunday, sunny, a high of 92 and a low of 61. On Monday, a high of 90 and a low of 59. And on Tuesday, 85, 58 in the evening. Wednesday, going down to 78, so it looks like maybe we're going to have a little hot spell there. And then next week, maybe actually get into some nice fall weather. I notice the colors are starting to change. I have several trees that I've watched that it's going to be beautiful here in another couple, 3 weeks with all those wonderful color changes. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. People had called, but then they hung up during the news.
Well, I'm hoping they're going to call back.
That. Oh, no, call back. Was it Bonnie? Bonnie won?
Bonnie got the Black Bear Bucks, had a different mark that had called in.
Okay, well.
Okay, let's hope that they call back and we can continue that conversation or anything else that they'd like to talk about, because it's open line.
Yeah, open line today. I'll be giving out Black Bear Diner Bucks throughout the hour. And I want to talk about the border.
Okay.
Okay. I want to go back to, you know, first of all, a million people have been stopped at the border. How many haven't been stopped? The other thing is this tremendous disservice to our Border Patrol agents, especially, you know, the Horse Patrol, who were there. And because of one photo, everybody, including Mr. Biden, jumped on them, said this was reprehensible, there, people would pay for this. Well, then the guy that took the photo in the video has been on TV, he's been on the radio, and he has said, that's not what happened. They were not hitting them with that. You know, they were not hitting people with those reins. I did not see it. I was there. He said, they were not doing that. Even their boss, who had at first started to defend them, came back and he said, you know, systemic racism and all this. You know, the point is you've been around horses, your family's around horses, we're around horses, is reins on a horse, it'll control the horse. Also, you have, what they do with those reins is they will twirl them. That's one, is to keep the horse. Mm-hmm. But it's also to keep people away from the horse. You don't want people putting their hands on the horse because they can be injured. I mean, the horse, you know, you're talking like probably those horses are probably 1,100 pounds of horse out there. And, with all, stuff going on, even though they're well-trained, if they step over and they stomp on somebody's foot.
That can hurt really bad.
Or they turn and they hit somebody with their flank, they're going to knock them, 10 feet away and maybe hurt them. They do it. That's what it's for. Everybody now seems to know this. But President Biden has not, come back and said, okay, we need to, rethink this. No, they're still going to go after these guys. Now, according to sources in the Border Patrol, the most that would happen on this is they may get 2 or 3 days of paid leave, time off. And that to me goes, oh, I'm okay with that. As long as there's not a mark in the record. The governor of Texas says if they're fired, we hire them tomorrow. The day after they're fired, we hire them. Even the New York Times went back and retracted what they said.
The problem is with retractions, this is exactly why the American people don't believe anything they say. They come out with a news broadcast of any kind, whether it's this or that. The president takes a stand, jumps immediately to a conclusion that is not accurate, but then they move on. If they do retract it, it's in a second page under the fold, and they write a little retraction which nobody sees, and they don't make as big a thing out of it as they did in the beginning, and then down the line, they'll refer to this incident like it's a fact. You'll remember the issue on the border with the horses, blah, blah, blah. And it's just everything becomes a fact once they've reported it, whether it's accurate or not. You still have the people in Washington, D.C. referring to the Russia thing with Trump, which has been disproven in how many different areas, and yet they still refer to it as a fact. The problem with all of the things, and we go back again, that the distrust of our government has been going on for years. We talk about right here in Reading. I mean, having served as an elected official for 20 years in this county, I could just burn these airways up with things that I know about the backroom deals in Shasta County for years and years and years. And it's a fact, and people know about it. Our government at all levels has never been as pristine as everybody would hope for, and it has gotten to the point now where I hardly believe anything anybody tells me about any of it because there's so much evidence that they're phoning the job in at all levels. And I'm not pointing figures at any of our local people or anything. I'm just saying the average American at this point should be questioning everything that's told to them rather than just accepting it because the government says so. We the people need to start questioning and asking, is that the full truth of the matter? Rather than just accepting and moving on. Because that's what we've been doing as American people. This is a republic. We're supposed to have an active part in this government. We the people have not been doing that for many, many years.
And we're reaping that right now.
Yeah, that's exactly.
So let's go back to the border. Everything you're saying, I understand. But this is what we said. We've got a crisis in confidence. And part of that problem, my friends, is us. For
the
voting,
biggest part of
voting
it.
In... people.
And they're not and paying any attention to what they're doing while they're there and reelecting them and just keeping it going.
We had 12,000 Haitians under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas.
Yeah.
12,000. A week later, after it hit the news, it hit all of this stuff, they're gone. Well, some of them, yes, went back to Haiti. They did. They loaded up a few airliners and put them back. But there's thousands of them. Where'd they go? Reports that they've been flown to other parts of the
United States.
Here's the thing. COVID is serious. If COVID is serious as the government says, then why aren't we putting up these huge holding areas, moving them into air bases, and testing every one of the illegal the people come across the border illegally? Why aren't we testing them for COVID and diphtheria and smallpox and tuberculosis and testing them for these things?
We haven't done that in years, Carl.
Why aren't we testing them? And then if they do have COVID, then we treat them for that. Or if they don't have COVID, why don't you give them a vaccination? Why do they get a free pass and they don't have to? But one of the reasons they're getting a free pass is because our border is out of control. And even some Democrats are saying this. Even people, when you just look at it, they're saying this, that we're, it's out of control there. We don't know how many people are getting across. We're moving people into the interior of this country without having them tested. And that goes back to a lack of confidence in what the government is saying. Again, and this border crisis is all on
this administration.
On, and, you know, and you can try and blame, oh, it's because, well, what did, you know, Trump.
Trump administration had that border under control. They were getting control of it, and it had, you know, what people fail to understand about that whole thing with the border is it just didn't have to do with people coming across. It had to do with drug trafficking. It had to do with people trafficking. It had to do with a whole lot more that he had under control and was addressing. If they had just left things alone in another few months, that border wall would have been completed. It was already paid for. The money was already there. It was all ready to build and all across the way. And they just halted the whole thing along with everything else. The border is out of control because of President... I have never said that, and I won't repeat it. Because of the Biden administration.
You know, the one thing that is...
I refuse to recognize him as our president.
I know. I'm sorry that you do that.
Yeah,
because I recognize it. Until somebody can come up and prove that he's not.
Well, you're not going to prove anything unless you take it to the court.
Well, there you go. There is one thing that's constant, though, Trish, that you and I will always agree on.
Yes. Good night's rest.
Our sleep number bed and the good night's rest we get in it. What can I say?
Exactly right.
You've had your bed for like 20 years.
And having just returned from a vacation, you once again realize how different it is when you sleep on your sleep number bed. With my sleep number setting is 55. First night home, whoa.
Boom, back. Well, you know, we have that new 360 smart bed, and the settings are different. So Linda's sleep number setting is 25. My sleep number setting was 40, but I've moved it up to 50. And because I can do that, you can adjust the firmness of your mattress. Sleep number is the top rated mattress in its category, number one and two, in fact, by the Consumer Reports. I know many people that are now buying Sleep Number, and they're so happy. Family members, people that we, people that have shows on the station went out and, they bought Sleep Numbers. So proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss the final days of the weekend special. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing. That ends Monday. Only at our Sleep Number store down in the Target Shopping Center, right next to the Vitamin Shop. Now, the special financing is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. 8:16 in the morning, 63 degrees out there. Air quality index is 26 and good. We'll be right back.
She was a friend to me when I needed one. Wasn't for her, I don't know what I've done. She gave me back something that was missing in me. Could have turned out to be almost anyone, almost anyone, with the possible exception of who I wanted her to be.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Thinking about starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to shastacollege.edu.
update now with a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's open line today with Carl Bott and Trish Clark, 605-4567. You got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, I am glad there's somebody like Judy Maxwell in this town during all these fires. She, you know, people have had their fire insurance canceled. Not because of...
If you're just in the circle
that they draw.
Yeah.
Go to Judy Maxwell. We have sent people there. Other people, many, many people have gone. Judy helps you get fire insurance. She wants to make sure your home is safe, too. That's Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She's been doing this since 1993, helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, or give her a call at 221-0441. Okay.
Just a reminder out there, you know, 605-4567. Open line, any subject you'd like to talk about, whether we've talked about it or not, you'd like to bring something up, maybe we had a bunch of callers that first hour, you've got something to say, give us a call.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is I have, at the same time we say that, I've got $10 worth of Black Bear Diner bucks to give away. 605, I tell you what, use this line, 605-4565, or 605-4567, and get your $10 worth of Black Bear Diner bucks. Have you been following the SecDef, General Milley, and the guy in charge of Afghanistan?
Yeah.
Have you been following that? I listened to it for a while.
A little. I can hardly sit there. And you brought it up. The respect that I have for military is just over the wall. I mean, I have always thought.
I know you have.
mean, I respect our military so much and have supported our veterans and still do. Nothing I'm saying now. But when you have questionable actions by these people at the very top, who contradict themselves, who in some instances, and I'm not exactly saying, I mean, I'm calling names, but who have literally lied to Congress. I mean, they've been caught where they've said one thing and then the next time they say something else. It hurts. It tears at your very structure.
Now, some people don't understand this when I say, I understand why he would call the head of the, his counterpart, Milley, would call his counterpart in the Chinese, military. I understand that. I'm sure that for the past, as long as there's been telephones, that there's calls going back and forth saying, hey, you know, what you're doing right here is a little pushy. You know, they go back and forth and talk to each other. It doesn't mean you have to reveal secrets or anything like that. So I have no problem with, you know, the leaders of, you know, SecDef or the Chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff talking to their counterparts. I mean, it happens. It probably happens every day or many more times than you think. And it's not just a mano a mano. There's a lot of people on that call from both sides making sure that, you know, they got notes and all these things going. However, to say, I'd probably call you, and one thing he did make clear about this, you know, the rumors that Trump was going to launch an attack. He said President Trump had no plans. There was nothing like that, that he was going to do anything like that. He did say that several times. However, he also said, words to the effect, I'd call you myself if that was going to happen. That goes over the line. The fact is also is that every one of those SecDef, Milley, and the general that's in charge of the Afghanistan in that area all said they told Biden, you should keep troops there. Keep 2,500 troops there. You know, and then Biden said, nobody said that. Now, you go back and you can parse those out, those words he said, but he said nobody, he said, nobody told me that we should keep troops.
Carl, the whole point is that there's such inconsistencies in the way they treat all of these issues. During their testimony, as he was talking about those phone calls, he stated all the people that he conferred with and who knew about this. One of the glaring things that I found is that President Trump didn't seem to be one of those people that he told he was making these phone calls. And I rewatched it. I went back and listened to it. He never said he told the president. He told Joe Smo that back in the what have you, and he conferred with so-and-so, and he conferred with all these other people. He didn't tell the president. Go back and think of all the investigations that they did on President Trump and the phone calls that they questioned. You had a phone call with such-and-such about such-and-such. Why was that such a big deal? If him calling the Chinese and saying, yeah, we got this president under control, he's not going to do anything, and that's not a big deal. The inconsistency with the way the media and the government...
He didn't say that.
Well, you don't know what he said for sure.
Well, no, but that's what they're trying to get the transcripts released. But
And if that's what he said, if he's saying what he did say, then why don't they release the transcripts?
The part that really disappointed me, and I think... is when he had said that he leaked things to the press and then to Woodward for that book.
Yeah.
You know what? You don't do that. You just don't do that. You do not, you don't leak
things like
that. It
appears that he was the major source for this book because they keep referring to him all about all kinds of things.
Well,
and he's got such a smug attitude.
When you start releasing things and you're leaking things to the press that you want them to know, I mean, it happens, you know this.
And yet
they've
got some guy
everywhere.
In prison right now because he made
a... pretrial confinement.
Well, whatever. The military, I'm just saying, the inconsistency that the average American citizen is that there's something going on here that's not totally
reason,
above board.
The reason he is in pretrial confinement is... he made the statement that our leaders should be held responsible. The military leaders should be held responsible, and they're not being. He's right.
He's held accountable.
Yeah, not responsible, but accountable. You're right. There's a big difference between those two words. And if nothing else, an apology. And he said this.
We didn't do this
Lieutenant
well.
Lieutenant Colonel in the Marine Corps. He puts it out on YouTube. It, of course, caused a great deal of consternation. His boss said, stay off of social media, which he can tell him to do that. He can tell him to do as an order. Now, when you choose to disobey that order, then you face the consequences. So I think this is quite overboard. He's getting ready to go to some kind of judicial hearing, whatever it is. And they put him in pretrial confinement. Frankly, way too much. You know, his career's over. He's getting ready to be held. He's going to go in front of the NJP, non-judicial punishment, or a court-martial. Who knows what they're going to do. But putting him in jail, putting him in the brig is wrong. Just wrong. He gave up his right under the Constitution for many things, whether you want to be vaccinated or not, places you can go to, things you can say in public. He was in his uniform, and he said this. Marine Corps has a right to say, don't do that again. You want to retire?
He agreed to that when he went into
Marine Corps. When you sign up. So, hey. You knew that when you came in. You've been in 17 years. It sounds like he's had a great career. But as soon as you do that, if you'd done it in civilian clothes, saying it is one thing. It's why you cannot be in uniform at a political event because it just isn't done. I can go to any political event I wanted to in civilian clothes. And I saw that something happened right here in Shasta County. I saw somebody in their uniform talking about running for office, while they were speaking. And I thought, that's wrong. That's against the rules right there, buddy. And I went and confronted him with it afterwards. He agreed.
Yeah.
So, people are upset about it.
It's again the inconsistency of how they're meeting it. You've got one guy up at the top being accused of terrorism. One way or the other. Of speaking to the Chinese, of doing
some terrorism.
Well, whatever.
Okay.
He's being accused of a whole lot more serious offense than this guy, and he's just walking around with his, saying, hey, no, I didn't do anything wrong. And the other guy's in military confinement?
Yeah, it's pretrial confinement.
Pretrial confinement. It's a little inconsistency there.
Well, it's an overreaction. I love the Marine Corps, but on this one, guys, you need to take a deep breath. Got to take a break. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial, give Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, a call at 262-2168 for a free consultation. Work injuries can be life-changing, as we know. Insurance company and employers have attorneys. You need an attorney that's going to fight for your rights. That's Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. 530-262-2168 is his phone number. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Free Fire Radio, 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. Phone lines here, 605-4567. If we haven't tweaked you with things we're saying, call us and tweak us. This portion of the show is brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. If you're looking to get out of the plumbing, painting, yard work that you have, and you're looking to live in a great place, a very fine accommodation, super accommodations, look at River Commons Senior Living. It's not an assisted living facility. It's for active seniors. Gourmet chefs, transportation if you want it, all types of activities there. They're pet friendly. If you want more information, give them a call at 238-5981. Talk to Brian. Get a tour of River Commons. Have lunch with people and see what it's like there. Worry less, smile more at River Commons, Northern California's premier retirement community. I'm here with Trish Clark, and I loved the quote. It was a logistical success, but a strategic failure. It's like, to me, that's like, I filled my car up with gas. That's a logistical success. I drive out of the gas station, and I crash it into the wall. Oh, strategic failure. This whole thing we've brought in 100 and something thousand. I'm saying 100 plus thousand Afghans into our country. We have there was a list of people who had worked with us. People that if they stay in Afghanistan, they're going to be eventually hunted down by the Taliban. There's a list there. Well, a lot of the people came in are on no list. They just got shuffled in on a C-5, took 400 of them in there, and they flew them 100,000 refugees that came in. How many of them have been vetted? How are we vetting them now?
We don't even know where they're at.
Well, you know,
how can we vet them?
Well, I would hope that the State Department would know where we put them, or Homeland Security would know where they all ended up at. But the bottom line on this is, how many of them have, how many Taliban did we just import into the country?
We have no idea, and we, and they just keep coming, and we don't look at all these, the Haitians, all of them. We have no idea how many terrorists and people that we've brought into this country that, that mean us harm. We have a great immigration system if we would go back and yeah. use it. We have gone so far beyond that now with the stuff that's coming across the border, the people we're shipping in and just letting loose all over the country.
Well, you know,
we have no idea who they are, where they're. And once, even if they know where they put them, what's to keep them there?
I think the immigration, you know, and I lay this on every, I lay this on Republicans, I lay it on the Democrats.
Well, this is equal opportunity for all of them.
This is an equal opportunity, you know.
This crap show. This whole mess that we've created
can,
over the last 30 to 40
tweak,
years. Is
you can
sides.
Really tweak the immigration system to say that it's not perfect by any means. When it takes 4 years to get somebody that had the top level security clearances, working with us in the Marine Corps and the Navy, takes 4 years to get him and his family over here, that's wrong. You know, and so people that are trying to immigrate legally, taking them 4 years, three years, thousands and thousands of dollars for them to do this, and other people just walk across the border. Our immigration system is busted. It's just busted. And I lay it on the Republican Party and the Democrat Party because both of them have had the president and Congress to make a change. And what do we get? We get an executive order on DACA. You know, no, if you want to have people that were brought here when they were 1 year old, they're 20, 22 years old now, they have no criminal background, they are as American as a kid from Iowa that was born in Des Moines, Iowa. They can't get a quick, they can't be on a fast track to get their citizenship. We've got to take a look at that. It's not the kids' fault that they were brought here.
Yeah.
No. And now their parents, no. You know, let them go through another process, but they've been here for 20 years too. They're, you know, they're law-abiding citizens. They've got jobs. They pay taxes. Put them on another track. People that just come across the border, no. You just start shipping them back as fast as you can.
But the problem is when they come up with the things like the DACA or something like that, I think we need to process these people that have been here. As you indicated, the family,
yeah.
they've been here 20 years illegally, but they are paying taxes, they are working, and we know that. They should be in a different category
yeah.
than the person that's been here for 20 years and been on the dole the whole time, don't have a job, and have not been good citizens, and have not immigrated.
Right.
There should be a difference. You should
yeah.
be able to look at those two families' lifestyles
yes.
and say, yes, this is good, and no, this isn't,
right.
and ship them back.
Yes.
And we should be going through each one of them in that manner instead of trying to slip through a bill that says everybody that's been here for 20 years is automatically a citizen. That makes everybody angry. Start processing them. If you can only process 500 a day, you'd make some progress over a period of time if you just would process. There's not an attempt to process.
No.
They just keep trying to pass a one-size-fits-all law.
And it's been like that
for years.
Or neglect from both parties.
Absolutely.
Both parties. You have
when Trump had the
so
control,
much shame.
We had the presidency, we had the House, we had the Senate.
Was there
what got done? Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing was done.
And that's the Republicans'
Obama,
fault because
yeah.
they didn't like the Trump administration, so they were going to hold his feet
Obama
to the ground.
Obama had
didn't even get rid of Obama
had
there,
the
which
house,
was the main thing.
Yeah, but they had the House and the Senate and Obama and no immigration change except an executive order about DACA.
Yeah.
So we as a country are being injured because of the lack of leadership. And again, it goes back into what we said earlier, a crisis in confidence that we have in our government, that we have turned a virus that kills 0.03 into such a political mess. People turning on each other, people, the collateral damage from last year of suicides. We had the highest death rate for drug overdoses in the history that we've been keeping track.
Well, let's legalize some more medical marijuana across the United States, make it a little easier to get drugs. That'll solve that problem.
Well, the fact that 100,000 people died of the most ever during this last year, that's collateral damage. People who didn't go to the hospital or to see their doctors because they were afraid to go there.
And now we've got
now they've got COVID.
Increase in all kinds of cancers, all kinds of
heart
they didn't
disease,
have screening, heart disease, stroke, all those things.
It's all there. Kids that were kept out of school, how they suffered on this. Alcoholism, drug abuse, domestic violence, child abuse, all during this time because we couldn't get it together in our leadership. And then we, as citizens, because, you know, we turned on each other, not to the extent of some places, but we turned on each other on this thing.
You still, I mean,
we have people in the chat room right now that, on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I mean, I haven't read it lately, but, you know, it's like, wow, it's all because of this. No, it's because we, as a nation, turned. In many cases, I'm not.
But you know, I will say to expand upon that. If you look at what's going on across in Europe and in Israel and in Spain and in different countries, and you follow any kind of news from those areas, those countries are having the same kind of issues with this COVID that we're having. The same kinds of things with their government. There's a lot of people at the higher ends of government who are in the process of being replaced across this world, not just in the United States. So there is some upheaval and uproar from this whole COVID thing. I think Nick's right. We started in the United States a few years back with this total hate and distrust of each other. A couple of good things have come out of that. Maybe we're starting to wake up some of the American population. You're starting to see things just like our local recall of three supervisors. We've got school boards being inundated across the United States in every community because they finally found out what their kids are being taught in school because of the COVID, because of the homeschooling, because of people finding out all of the different things that are taking part. So maybe that's a good awakening that's happening across the United States.
This portion of the show.
Not to say I'm looking for people to be woke.
Well, if you're awakening to these things, are you woke?
No.
Yeah, you are. I woke up to what's happening in our schools.
Yeah, no, they're different than the
woke?
Woke.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments only. 244-9478 is their phone number. It is the best place in the world to get a haircut, according to me. It's the only place I've gotten my haircut here in 14 years.
I have an appointment at 11 today.
Jared's going in today. I have Ted Leidy, who was with the stylist for years, broke up with her, and is coming now to Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's Last Stronghold. We'll be right back.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw through?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody!
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I have $10 worth of Black Bear Diner tickets to give away. Jenna's got the last ones. This is my last $10 to give away today, 605-4567.
Again, just a reminder that that's a locally owned business.
Yeah.
It's so important to, when you're making those decisions to go out to dinner, we've got such a plethora of locally owned restaurants in Shasta County.
Yeah.
I mean, all over the county. And so if you're making that decision, rather than go to one of those chains, I know local people live there, but work there, but rather than go to one of those chains, go to one of our locally owned restaurants. Give it a try. Because they're great.
There's new ones opening
up. There's new
ones
opening all the
time. And ones that have been here for a while, they're in trouble.
They're in trouble.
They're still in trouble.
And if you, and if you're looking to go to work, you'd probably get a job in a restaurant in 10 minutes.
And you know what?
And they're paying good money. They're paying
The idea of the minimum wage and $15 an hour, that's gone by the wayside, I think, with COVID. You know, people are starting.
$15 an
they're
hour
starting,
is pretty good salary.
They're starting McDonald's at 14.
I know.
I mean, and Mary's Pizza. Is they're $22 an hour there. When you add in the tips and you add in everything. $22 an hour there. And still needing to find people just like everybody else's. Okay, positive things here for our last 8 minutes. The downtown Enjoy, the store, is moving right across the street from us, Kitty Corner. They're taking over the old boardwalk, board mart store down here. You know, the skiing and that.
Okay.
They retired. They're moving there. That gives them the room to expand into grinding their own coffee and doing a number of things there. So they're moving. They should be open up. Well, in October, right down here. The lot right next to them has been bought by K2, and they're going to put another structure there. K2, of course, is, you know, is building California Street. They partnered up with Shasta College. It's going to be part of their off-campus spots. The parking structure should be finished. I can't even tell you that. I should have asked.
And that's
Dan,
the important part
here.
That
yeah.
it, hopefully, but and I'm sure they are, that they're looking at additional parking for all of this new business that's coming. Because that can be a problem if you can't, I mean, part of the problem
Six
that
stories.
The Enjoy Store has right now
yeah.
is that you got to get real lucky to get a parking place.
Well, Six Stories, it's going to provide a lot of parking right there. Since it's privately owned, it'll be maintained. There'll be security there, which is good. You need security in the parking lot.
Yes, you do.
Now, other positive things, or could be positive, is the proposal to move forward on the land around the Civic. The Civic Auditorium was built, what? It's way before I got, what, 60s, 70s?
Oh, no, no. The 80s? Civic Auditorium was built, I mean, not Civic Auditorium. Is that what you're talking
about? Yeah, I'm talking about the
oh.
one. Yeah,
oh, yeah,
one.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not sure, but it's old.
It's old.
The unsolicited, I keep saying unsolicited to people because the city didn't go out to these people, to Populous and K2 and the McConnell Foundation and Turtle Bay. They didn't go out to them saying, hey, come up with a plan and we'll just sign off on it. Nope, that's not what happened. So the city, when this was first proposed to them, and as Barry Tippin said on the show, he said, we always put down the plat numbers, we could have probably made that clear. And they did the next time by saying land around the Civic. They're going to have a series of town halls to let everybody that wants to make a comment, to learn more, to come in and speak about it. I think it's important that we move forward now that, okay, it's been brought up. Now let's not let this go away. Let's move forward on the fact that we can develop that area down there in such a way that it benefits all of us.
Mm-hmm.
It benefits the people of Reading. It benefits what we want to accomplish in Reading, where we want to be in Reading. I think that can be done. Now, is this the right group to do it? I don't know if it is or not, but we can't just let this thing stagnate. You have to change. You have to keep moving forward. You have to look into the future. You have to be a futurist.
And I would say at this point in our history in this community, one of the most important things to do going forward with this plan or any other of the myriad of plans that people have for downtown Reading, Shasta County, any of these things, is that we absolutely positively have to do it all in the public. Open to the news media, open to the public, open to public hearing processes. This community cannot stand any more behind the scenes pre-planning secret meetings.
No, we can't do that.
And we've got to go the extra mile now to be absolutely sure that it isn't a group of citizens who are meeting behind closed doors, avoiding the Brown Act to keep the officials out of it. We are a republic. We have an elected body at the city, at the county level to represent us. Those people that we have elected to make these decisions need to be vocally and physically involved in this decision-making process as we go forward, which requires Brown Act notification anytime they're involved in meetings. That's why they avoid it. Going forward, they need to put their big boy pants on and their big girl pants on, and they need to show up and be accountable.
Of course. And on the positive side on this is they did not make any decisions that night. They said this is going to be an open discussion because it affects so many people. You know, and frankly, and this is just Carl talking, I love the idea of our rodeo. Our rodeo arena could be used in many more instances, but they have a parking problem down there in the sense of who controls the parking. Otherwise, you know, some people say, well, they only use it once a year. They can use it 20, 25 times a year. If they had, you know, if the parking could be worked out.
Oh,
now,
so many
under,
things
under
that they
the,
can do
with
an advanced rodeo ground.
But just think about this. Think about a rodeo grounds that's larger, better seating, and has the ability to bring in equestrian events, all types of things. But a entertainment venue also. The Riverwalk in there, all these kind of things that can happen. These are positive things. Now, again, there hasn't been one drawing made yet. So, and that relies on us, my friends, to show up at these meetings to say, well, you know what? I don't, you know, we got to have, you know, open area down there that people can play and throw their frisbees and stuff like that. You know, there's got to be these kind of things, and it's all got to be taken into account before it happens, but we can't just let this go away.
People need, and the public, and this is on you. If you have made complaints in the last few years or last few months about decisions being made, blah, 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 get involved.
Yeah.
Because now this is the point. I want to go back to that equestrian thing in Las Vegas. There's the South Point Casino area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your horses. They've got the barns down below. They've got the arenas above. They've got a hotel. They've got meeting rooms. They've got convention things.
Sure.
All in one tall building.
Yeah. And see,
so
these
doable
are things that can happen.
And parking available.
Okay, we're going to have to run, but my friends, it's a beautiful day out there.
Look at that blue sky and enjoy.
Deep breath. It's cooling off. Bonfire, 75% contained. It's probably, at this point, 80% contained.
Final word of the day. I mean, I got to remind everybody, this is the first Sunday of the month coming up. Frontier Senior Center Breakfast.
Well, you're going to be here
and
tomorrow.
And the Matt and Apple Festival.
Yep, Matt and Apple Festival is weekend.